Lockwood & Co. by Jonathan Stroud. Read by Zadia Campbell-Davis. I leaned forward, took the final two biscuits from the plate and sat back, crunching. It was one of those moments when a great don't care wave hits you and you float off on it, head back looking at the sky. I was tired out. It was my seventh interview in as many days. Well, I'd done all I could. And if Lockwood and this stupid George didn't choose to appreciate it, that really didn't bother me anymore. There was a long silence. Lockwood's hands were clasped between his knees. He was sitting forward like a vicar on a toilet, gazing at nothing, a pained, contemplative expression on his face. George's head was still buried in his comics. As far as he was concerned, I might not have been there at all. Well, I said finally, I guess I know where the door is. Tell her the biscuit rule, George said. I looked at him. What? Tell her, Lockwood. We'll have to get this straight or there'll be hell to pay. Lockwood nodded. The rule here is that each member of the agency only takes one biscuit at a time in strict rotation. Keeps it fair, keeps it orderly. Nicking two in times of stress just isn't done. One biscuit at a time. That's right. You mean to say I've got the job? Of course you've got the job, he said,